102.3 WBAB Double Shot Thursday. First one from CCR after 8 o'clock.
You didn't think he wasn't going to be fired, did you?
I thought there was a chance that he wouldn't get fired, but then I saw everything he wrote.
Yeah.
I didn't see everything yesterday. I only saw his meme.
But everything he wrote wasn't bad either. Mm. It wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. He just didn't feel like, you know...
He didn't use bad words or anything.
No, but he just says, you know, a man is a man and he shouldn't be going to the bathroom in front of an 8-year-old girl. Mm. Right? But we'll get into the whole thing. Kurt Schilling got canned yesterday from ESPN. We'll get into the whole thing in a second. I just didn't, like, there was no part of me that thought they were going to hold on to him.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. Shot Thursday, it's 8:05, sunny and 66 today. So, yeah, ESPN's Kurt Schilling, former pitcher, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, etc., Bloody Sock. He's been an analyst for ESPN, and he's a very outspoken guy. There's no question about that.
Right.
To the point where a lot of people don't like him. I mean, he can be annoying. That's true.
You know, Charles Barkley...
But he posted about transgender guys going in the bathrooms in the North Carolina bathroom law and stuff. That's what got him in trouble with ESPN.
Charles Barkley is outspoken,
yeah,
but funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but very edgy. I find him...
Very edgy, but there's always with like a little bit of a humor. It's always with a smile on his face, and he does it right on television.
But he says some serious issue stuff, I'm surprised at, and he doesn't get fired ever.
But he says it on their shows. Like, he says it during broadcasts. Schilling goes on social media and says all this, whatever, whether you agree with him or not, doesn't matter. The bottom line is, he wasn't good enough for ESPN to continue dealing with this nonsense. You know, when he's getting, what, Brett, Ted?
I was going to say, though, Barkley gets a little more cover also because of the color of his skin. If Schilling were black, he'd get more cover.
I mean, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you could very well be
Charles Barkley actually defended George Zimmerman over Trayvon Martin.
Wow.
And it didn't get, now imagine if Barkley was white and said that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
You know, that's interesting.
Just as an example.
Well, this whole thing was just like, you know, they fired him yesterday, and it basically, he sent out a meme with some crazy-looking dude with his man boobs cut out of, like, a mesh top.
Right.
And dressed like a woman. Is like, would you want this guy? I forgot exactly what the meme said, but it had something to do with the whole transgender bathroom issue in North Carolina, whether men who feel like in their mind that women should be able to go pee next to a 7-year-old girl, whatever it was. And I just said to Raj yesterday, I go, they're going to let him go because he's just not their A guy. Mm. If Schilling was their A guy, like if this was Fox and it was Joe Buck is going to get a little bit more leeway than Kurt Schilling is. Kurt Schilling was doing Little League Baseball last year and he got himself suspended.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He compared Muslims to Nazis in some way.
So somebody in ESPN's offices yesterday, they're like, we're going to deal with this stuff from Kurt Schilling. We don't need him.
Yeah, you know, and I guess it's not even what his opinion is so much. Well, no, it is what his opinion is.
No, it's what his opinion is.
And his basic thing was, you're right, this is what people don't want to see is this big, old guy dressed as a woman coming in and peeing next to their 6-year-old daughter in the same bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and at the bottom of the meme was something about, and if you think that's wrong, you're a racist bigot and you should die. That's what the meme said. You know, he goes, this is what it's like. And I guess he said a few other things, too, and ESPN just doesn't even want to deal with it.
No.
You know, you're representing
us.
No,
you read it this morning. What did you read to me this morning?
Well, what I read here was, it's a retweet from some guy, Ben Shapiro, but it says, ESPN meetings, this is how it went. Were you an all-star pitcher? Kurt Schilling, yes. Do you think a man should pee in front of a little girl? Kurt Schilling, no. You're fired. That was a summation of it.
Right,
I mean, that's really the basics of it. He really can't have an opinion when representing ESPN. He can have a personal opinion.
Right. Now, my guess is Schilling will be vilified everywhere except on, like, Fox News.
Oh, it's funny you say that. Sarah Palin just tweeted.
Really?
ESPN screws up again. And then links to the story.
Right. Yeah, see? Look at how
we'll see.
Go.
I mean, when you're representing a company, you got to roll with the company no matter what your feelings are. I mean, that's just how it is.
Schilling lost somewhere near like $100 million in that video game debacle that he started, you know, after he retired. You would think maybe money and keeping your employment is a little bit of a concern.
Maybe he just made more than you think and he's got more left than you think.
No, he went broke. He went broke.
I guess he's not afraid of going broke.
God bless him.
It's 8:09. Sunny and 60, AB. We're just talking about ESPN's Kurt Schilling getting fired for his memes and comments and things about transgenders and men who are identifying as women using girls' bathrooms, that kind of thing. So he got fired for that. But listen, a lot of people with opinions on it. And Joe's got a good question next. We'll get to him. Right now, it's time for the stuff you need to know. Brought to you by Double Shot Thursday, Roger and JP, 817. ESPN's Kurt Schilling fired over comments that he posted on Facebook and I think Twitter about transgender men going to women's bathrooms and that kind of thing. Joe has a question about the whole thing. Go ahead, Joe.
You know the problem, like they say these people are homeless, but look at Bruce Jenner there, Caitlyn or whatever you want to call him. He's still got his junk and doesn't want to have sex with men. He still likes women. So it's okay for him to go into the girls' locker room? I don't understand. They got to make accommodations for all of these people, and everything's got to be okay for them. But what about our little girls and everything? I don't understand.
And that's why Target has one policy where he can use the women's bathroom, and then North Carolina has a policy where he can't. He has to use the bathroom that matches his parts.
We got
to
get into that Target thing.
Yeah, that came out too. That was kind of in response to North Carolina. It's a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of stuff to absorb and people to understand. But yeah, we'll tell you about the new policies there.
Here's what Schilling said too, by the way. A man is a man no matter what they call themselves, Schilling wrote. I don't care what they are, who they sleep with. Men's room was designated for the penis. Women's, not so much. Now you need laws telling us differently? Pathetic.
Station Roger and JP is 822 double shot Thursday. There's two from AC/DC. Sunny and 66 today. So yeah, I mean, it makes headlines. Kurt Schilling from ESPN baseball analyst and ex-pitcher, he made headlines when he posted the meme and had opinions on Facebook and I think Twitter about transgenders using the bathrooms of how they identify with. You know, if a guy identifies as a woman using the woman's bathroom, he's like, how do you let a 50-year-old guy dressed as a woman pee next to a 6-year-old girl? He goes, I don't understand that. And he said it, you know, in other ways, and because he's from ESPN, ESPN's like, listen, they don't want to get involved in this kind of stuff, and so they let him go. He's been fired. And so there's a lot of pros and cons to it. The other thing that we said we were going to get to is the Target policy, which is totally related as far as their bathroom thing, yeah. But let's let this guy comment first. Go ahead about Kurt Schilling. What do you got?
Listen, you know, I'll tell you something. I kind of agree on what he's saying, Kurt Schilling.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you're a baseball analyst. Who gives a rat's ass what you have to say?
That's a good point.
You look at all of these movie stars, you know, they want to come out, they want to get all political. Just be an actor. That's your job, be an actor. Nobody really cares. You know, I don't understand it.
He's got to keep in mind who he's working for. I mean, if it's a big corporation, I mean, it limits, you know, you're representing them because the ESPN letters are always going to be in front of his name until he's fired. Yep. Now he can do whatever he wants and then he's fine.
100%. But I mean, he did it through his whole baseball career. Worrying about what was going on. He always had something to say about what was going on in another team's clubhouse. Worry about what's going on in your clubhouse. Don't worry about it. You take you two guys, for instance, and even Ted. This is what the radio was about, talking about politics, talking about science, whatever.
Life, yeah.
You know, you're a baseball analyst. Stick to baseball, you know?
How long until he's hired by Fox News?
I'll tell you the truth, probably not that long.
Right. That's my gut.
Hey, thanks.
You're right. I think you're right.
They're going to scoop this dude up quick. My guess. Because the last thing he got suspended for was when he was it was during the summer. It was when he got suspended for comparing extremist Muslims to Nazis.
Yeah, how did he compare that again?
Again, it was a whole meme setup. It was like this whole breakdown of what Muslim extremists are and comparing it with what they did to the Nazis. Mm. ESPN suspended him. It was originally during the Little League World Series.
Right.
And then what happened, he did. And then after Schilling wrote a rambling, contentious letter to Awful Announcing, complaining about the website's coverage, ESPN then lengthened his ban throughout the playoffs. Right. So, I mean,
that punishment was enough. Listen, we got a little longer.
Right.
And that was probably his warning there, too.
Right.
And one more time. And now here's this one more time, and they fire him right away.
They just don't need to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's why they got rid of him so quick.
Yeah, we'll tell you about the Target thing in a second. Did you notice that guy said that, you know, like our show, we talk about politics and science?
And science, yeah.
That's what we do, Ted.
That's it. Well, it's climate change.
I can see during the you know, a research study, he's one of the guys. When you think of the Roger and JP program, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Politics and science.
Roger and JP, politics and science.
Politics and science now with Roger and JP.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 8:29 with Kurt Schilling being fired. You know, just it's amazing what has come up and what occupies our minds because it's an important question now in society. It's actually who can use what bathrooms has become a big thing. State laws, corporate policies, Target's new policy is if your gender identity is a woman, so you're a guy who thinks like a woman or wants to be, you can use the woman's room. North Carolina just put out a law. Use it according to your parts. Total opposite. So it's confusing, and you have to, like, try to absorb it all. East End Jeremy, you got a question. Go.
Would you think there'd be a problem if I took my daughter, say my daughter's 4 years old, I took her into the bathroom, into the woman's bathroom, and just escorted her in, just because knowing that maybe somebody can walk in there? I mean,
there's the question. Having a daughter.
That's interesting.
And being out there, like, I would have always felt much more, when Isabella was little and she needed me to go into the bathroom with her, I hated taking her into the men's room.
Me too, I guess.
Hated it.
Yep.
I would have felt much more comfortable walking into the ladies' room so my daughter can use the facilities.
Right.
And then walking out.
Yep.
But women would have lost their minds.
I totally agree.
Would have lost their minds. And that's me with my daughter, would have lost their minds. Now all of a sudden everybody's just got to just be cool with somebody who views themselves as a woman just walking in there and, you know.
Then, shouldn't everybody be cool with you walking in with your daughter now then? They should be.
I think so.
That's what it sounds like to me, is that women will be fine with a straight or transgender man walking in the bathroom now.
But they're not going to be.
According to, you know.
They're not going
to
be.
The way it seems to be.
No.
You know, it's hard. Your brain has to make adjustments. That's the problem. Everybody's not changed to whatever the thing is, and everybody doesn't agree. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger JP. Double Shot Thursday. Long Island's number one rock station, Double Shot Thursday. There's the first one from Led Zeppelin. It's 8:35. Try wrap your head around it, right? What is the right thing as far as who uses what bathrooms? If you're transgender, do you use the men's or the women's room? If you have men's parts? It's confusing as to who should use what. Ronnie Dogg is on the line, a veteran, the owner of the cleanest hot dog truck on the island over there in Patchogue. What's up, Ronnie? What do you got?
It's crazy, man. If you got a penis, you go into the men's room. I don't give a damn what it is, you know? I fought 22 years for this country, for freedom, but not that kind of freedom. Jesus Christ, people sit there and they want everything because it's all part of being politically correct. It's a bunch of bull.
It's a good thing you don't work for ESPN. They'd fire you.
You have to check your hot dog truck policy. You might have to fire yourself.
That's it.
God, man, it's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha, Holmes.
All right, Ronnie.
Yeah, we'll get to the target thing finally next in a second, you know?
Yeah. It's really like, no matter what the policy is for anybody, whether it's North Carolina, Missouri, or Target, I'm not sure what the answer is to the questions for each policy. It's really confusing. We'll tell you next. And it's all about who should be using the bathrooms. Double Shot Thursday. Let me take you to the movie. .3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double Shot Thursday, two from Led Zeppelin. Sunny and 66 today. Another really nice day. It's 8:40. Well, the conversation all started with ESPN's Kurt Schilling getting fired for the things he said as far as transgender guys using women's bathrooms and guys peeing next to six-year-olds and stuff like that. ESPN doesn't want to hear it. You know, he's representing them, so they don't want to hear opinions. But, you know, we've got a lot of calls from guys who are like, you know, I don't get it. It's confusing. Like, what is the right thing to do? And now Target has a new policy. And their new policy is you use the bathroom according to your gender identity, which is how you imagine yourself, how you feel, what you identify as.
Right.
So if a guy, still with the same parts, identifies as a woman, you can use the woman's room. The problem with the North Carolina law is they say you use it according to what parts you have, which is why Pearl Jam, Bruce, Boston, a bunch of bands have canceled concerts in North Carolina.
Here's what's got me about Target. They could have just, without issuing a press release, just changed their policy.
Mm.
And if there was an incident in the store, dealt with it at that time. But no. What do? They change their policy. They issue a press release. It gets all around the country, right? So now everybody, but why? Other than drawing attention to yourself, say, look how open we are. Why not just handle it? How many times is it going to be an issue? You know what I'm saying? Okay, you want to change your policy to deal with? That's fine. It's your business. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. How many times is it going to be an issue? Over the course of the next year, how many times are you going to have to deal with a man who thinks about himself as a woman walking into the ladies' room, because that's where it's going to happen a handful of times?
Yeah.
Tops.
But even if it doesn't, they want to put out a policy.
But you deal with it on the local level. And if somebody makes a big deal about it, say, okay, well, you know what? In March, in April of 2016, we changed our policy to this. Mm-hmm. And that's why we dealt with it that way. But no, it's like, give me all the attention. I want attention. I want attention. I want attention. I want attention.
Well, it is being talked about. And if Target says they put out a policy, now the spotlight in the news coverage and people's minds goes to, well, what about Walmart? What about Kmart? What about
right
McDonald's? You know, every corporation now is going to have this question, what do you do?
Well, that's my thing. How about Target? Just worry about Target. Just worry about yourselves.
Well, they did, but you know they want to put it out there. Look, we're inclusive and diverse. That's really, they want to make that point.
You're inclusive.
Especially the day after North Carolina got hammered.
Because now what's happening is now you leave yourself open to suit. Because if somebody takes objection in that thing, and I feel like as, you know, as a woman, you feel like you have privacy in the woman's room, and now a man comes in, and then now you feel a little bit threatened. Mm-hmm. Now you're open to laws. Just shut up and do your business, and no press releases. And this did not warrant a press release. It just didn't. Mm. It just warrants you do what you got to do.
That's and a big call social
it
a, issue.
Call it a friggin' day. Shut up.
They know exactly what they're doing. They're putting it out there, trying to be in the forefront. I get it.
What?
I see what they're doing. They're being the head of social, the spearhead of the social.
We're all talking about it.
Right.
It's the biggest issue. So now they're showing that they're good. They're good people. They
diverse
understand the situation.
Yeah, but you know what?
And maybe people who shopped at Walmart all the time.
Here's the downside.
Might be in that situation.
Think about all the phone calls we just took.
Yeah.
How many people are really good with it?
No, people
they're
don't
good
understand,
for
mostly.
This tiny minority of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big-ass majority
mm-hmm.
who feels like Ronnie Dogg, mm-hmm. who feels like Jeremy, mm-hmm. who feels like Kurt Schilling, mm-hmm. who feels uncomfortable like we do. You're making yourself glorious to this small amount of people where you warrant yourself. Like, if I'm a stock owner in Target, I'm like, oh, with the press releases. How about you just handle it on the down low, and if we got to deal with it, we'll deal with it then.
Well, we'll see how it goes for him.
I just turned into my father in law.
Yeah, I think so. 8:43. Here's Ted with the Rose.
Your VAB Casone Trailers, Long Island traffic, Sunrise Highway westbound. We had a few accidents, one down by Lincoln Avenue and another one into Locust Avenue that were being cleared away. Southern State.